Zechariah chapter 2. I lifted up my eyes again, and looked, and saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I asked, "Where are you going?" And he said to me, "Measuring Jerusalem, to see what its width is, and what its length is." And indeed, the angel who talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, and said to him, "Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be lived in as towns without walls because of the multitude of men and cattle in it. Because, I, says the Lord Jehovah, will be to her a wall of fire all around, and will be the glory in her midst. Oh, oh, listen, come forth, and flee from the land of the north, says the Lord Jehovah. Because I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, says the Lord Jehovah. Deliver yourself, O Zion, who lives with the daughter of Babylon. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. After the glory he has sent me to the nations which spoiled you, because he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Because, indeed, I will shake my hand upon them, and they will be a spoil to their servants. And you will know that the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Because, indeed, I am coming, and I will live in the midst of you, says the Lord Jehovah. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord Jehovah in that day, and will be my people. And I will live in your midst, and you will know that the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, has sent me to you. And the Lord Jehovah will inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and will choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord Jehovah, because he is raised up out of his holy house temple.